Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 26th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny and three quarters, closing at 373 and a quarter. November beans down 8 cents, closing at 887 and a half. And D sweet down 8 cents, closing at $5.50. Well, I thought maybe we could see a turnaround Tuesday here today. We only saw it in the corn, and that wasn't very impressive. The beans rallied and closed, 5 cents off their lows. The wheat 2 cents off its lows. But considering the crude oil is up $2.45 a barrel, it certainly wasn't a very impressive day out here. It certainly looks like we could test or come close to testing those lows at 862 and November beans by Friday morning before the report. I just don't see how the report's going to be bearish at this point. But with the funds short and wanting to press this thing, if they are, the acreage numbers come in high, they're going to pound this thing and try to get away with it here. Going into the 4th of July holiday, would I want to be short with the whole growing season really ahead of us? Not really. I think these funds are short about 100,000 contracts of oil, 50, 60 corn, 40, 50 beans. I'd like to see them get it stuck right down their throughts and have something bullish out here, whether it's weather, whether it's the acreage report. But we need some kind of catalyst out here. The trade war continues. The Canadians are getting involved now, putting tariffs on China. Chinese came out today and said that they're looking at other suppliers of beans, including India, Bangladesh, Vietnam, some other places. So they seem very intent on digging their heels in. Whether it's posturing or not, nobody knows. But we don't have anything solid out of Washington to say that this trade war is over. Sonny Perdue came out today and made the comment. Let me pull it up here. He said, we're hoping we can have some type of plan out there to producers by the time they start harvesting this fall. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? They're hoping for a plan? Either you have a plan or you don't, and it's not some type of plan. It's a plan that's supposedly going to help the American farmers. So I think the president really needs to get on this and to protect the American farmers, because what I'm hearing from around the country is there is an awful lot of pain out there. And I don't see it getting a whole lot better unless we do have hot, dry weather, where the report's wildly bullish on Friday. Something's got to give one way or the other. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.